This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I am here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show on this amazing Wednesday morning. You are listening to we had a great show planned for you today. We have a guest who was calling in all the way from New Zealand, and we're having some connection issues, so we may not be able to share Palace with you. I want to tell you, I met our guest today who was planned for today is Palace Hupe-Cotter, and she was one of the local news personalities here in Northern California, and I connected with her on several different things over the years. And she has moved her life and her family have moved to New Zealand. And she was going to be calling in this morning. We had a wonderful program scheduled for you. However, it looks like we might be having some issues with getting through to her. And we may have to have her on again in the future. In case she winds up connecting here within the next couple of minutes, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the show that we have planned for you. If we can't get her on, then what we're going to do is we're just going to reschedule for a future time. Then we will interview her. She's a wonderful gal. She has a program called Pop with Palace. And I'm going to give her a little infomercial here anyways, whether we get her on or not this morning, because I want to tell you what a dynamic personality that she is. She, as I said, she was a television personality here in the Northern California area in Sacramento. She was one of our news anchors of one of our major news stations, local stations here in Sacramento, California. And she just has some amazing energy. She has a great story, and what she has done with her life since her time in the realm of being a co-anchor of a television or a news program is pretty impressive. She has gone from that into really leadership, and she's very passionate about helping people take personal leadership to heart and guiding them to own their own value, to feel inspired, and to push past their comfort zone to get to that next level in their lives and in their communities. And she's worked all around the world. As I said, she was, here locally in Northern California, but she's also been all over the place in the United States, the UK, the United Kingdom, in Europe, in New Zealand, in Saudi Arabia. I mean, she has just traveled all over the place, as you can imagine a lot of news personalities do. Along the way, she grew from a shy outsider to a global citizen and became an award-winning newscaster and then a public speaker. She has learned that anyone can have an extraordinary life, and it's all about being true to yourself. And that starts with, and that is to pop the bubble that you're hiding in and to live your life out loud. You don't have to shout it, she says. You just have to give a voice to who you are. And she loves to share secrets of what she's learned. I'm fascinated with some of what she shares, because as the brain lady, some of the stories from different neuroscientific strategies is what she shares. And how to become utilize that training of the brain. And you know that's something that I'm very passionate about, that training of the brain to be able to just really get through and do more in your life and in your relationships. She is an author, So through her speaking, her writing, and her coaching, she spreads this message and she shares it with people, and she does some amazing things. So now you can see why I was so excited about having her on the program this morning. We're still not getting her in the studio. So what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you a little bit about her POP program, which is to be living with passion. Let me read this correctly. This is to be living with passion, with purpose, and with personality. So she has found a way to connect and inspire people and to give individuals, help them to realign their life. And she uses her personal experience to help other people do that. She has a lot of information complimentary information that she was going to be sharing with the guests today. And that information is found with on her website. So again, she is you can shoot her if any of this is resonating with you. You can also connect with her on Facebook. So she has started a Facebook community, if you will. It is let's see if I can get this. I want to get that the address for her Facebook tribe, her community here, correct. So let me go through my notes here. She is. Let's see here. Her POP with Palace Facebook tribe. And I'll put that connection on the show page. So if you want that link, I will, after I get offline here, I will put that on in the description section. You can also go to her website. She has two that you can check out. One is www.pop, just P-O-P, .today. T-O-D-A-Y, or you can go to POP with Palace, and Palace is spelled P-A-L-L-A-S, so not like the palace that you live in. This is her name, Palace, P-A-L-L-A-S.com, popwithpalace.com. And like I said, both of those, you can read about her, you can watch some of her videos that she has done. You can take a look at some of the energy that she shares, and you'll see why I'm so excited about having her. What's so excited about having her on the show? We'll get it. If she's not coming through today, we will get her on in the future. But she has some great ways. And even though she's all the way onto a different continent, you know, with the internet and with cyberspace, she is all over the place, and she is able to connect with people in all different kinds of time zones. It's quite early in the AM on Thursday morning there in New Zealand. And so that is that is probably could be part of the problem, or it could be a connection issue here online. She's going to talk about what this POP stands for, what the personality, purpose, and passion stands for in her acronym POP, and what she had in her personal experience. She has a very interesting experience. She has a great TED Talk. Oh, you should check that out too. You can watch that. It's a little 10-minute TED Talk that she has, and she has links for that on her website, popwithpalace.com. You can check that out. You can see a little bit of her story and how it led her to be a leader in the field of helping people just kind of reinvent themselves and become who they can be. And when I was having a conversation with her, I did one of her little interviews that she does on her program in her Facebook tribe, that she pre to that we had this really nice conversation, and she's really authentic in having people be a leader where they are. It doesn't mean sometimes that thought of being a leader is a little intimidating. And yet it doesn't, the way she puts it, it's just so perfect. It's so beautifully illustrated, the way she talks about how you can be a leader in what you would think would be small ways in your community or in your family or in your life that will have a dynamic impact. She has a special gift for the guests, And I hesitate. I don't know if I'm going to put this link up there or if I'm just going to tease you with it so that you come back and listen to the show when we can get her on. The POP process, and it's a workbook and discovering yourself. And it's an ebook, and she did send that to me that I can get to you on a download. So we can facilitate getting you that as well. And I'll put, as I always do, I'll put a lot of that information on the show page at brainladyspeaks.com. And you can, you know, just do those click throughs and get right to connect with Palace and find out more in her own words. I encourage everyone to go to the Facebook page and to, connect with her on Facebook. And that way you can be able to watch her when she does her little lives. She does lives every week. She does a little live where it's actually set up in a studio, you know, and she's filming in the studio while she's doing her interview of whoever is her guest or talking about whatever level of, you know, message that she wants to share at that point in time. So that is Palace Hoppe-Cotter. And I really, really look forward to being able to have her on the show in the future. We'll get this all figured out here at some point in time and get her back on. And we will enjoy having her on here and interviewing her. We'll see if we can't do a better connection for us in the future. Okay, so again, reach out with her, connect with her. If you are interested in her Facebook, join her Facebook group. Again, I will have the link for that on the show page. So what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about on the Brain Lady Speaks show when we have issues getting our guest on? Well, you know me. I love Brain Bits. So we are just going to roll right into a Brain Bits show. And the Brain Bits show, there's some interesting information that I have been sharing and reading. And you know me, whenever there's some new, you know, psychological study that comes out or new brain training study that comes out or new information that presents itself on how we can train our brain or maximize the natural gifts within our brain to achieve more in our life and in our business, then I love sharing that with you folks. And that's kind of what we're going to hit on a couple of these things today. There are some great, I wanted to talk about supplementation, supplements in our diets. There's a lot of information out there and a lot of information that can be quite confusing. And it doesn't have to be confusing. It can be kind of basic. Obviously, to live, and I've talked about this before on when I've interviewed or just, you know, sharing general information about good health. Whatever is good for your body is also good for your brain. Pretty much that's the way it goes. So exercise is good for your brain. You know, taking different supplements or eating a healthy life, having a healthy diet is all things that are good for your brain. And there are some new studies that have come out on brain health that's pretty cool on just vitamin C. Just good old vitamin C. These are, we've known, I mean, good grief, vitamin C and the benefits of to your body. And vitamin C is, you know, it goes back as early as the research on any supplementations goes, because vitamin C, take vitamin C for your health. Don't get sick. Take vitamin C, right? All these things that can give you, help you be healthier. Well, there was a recent review of 50 studies of vitamin C levels and cognitive function. So comparing the levels of vitamin C in your body and how well you think, how well your brain works. And they were all conducted between 1980. Now, if you remember, 1980 was kind of that, it was coined the decade of the brain because there was so much brain research that was going on, so much information coming out of the field of neuroscience. That's when they started recording these studies. And just January of 2017, so just about a year ago, it was done by a group of Australian researchers, and they found striking relationship between vitamin C status and mental function, as well as measured by a well-established questionnaire. The Mini Mental State Examination, or MMSE, found that those who were cognitively intact had significantly higher blood concentrations of vitamin C than those who were cognitively impaired. And among those who were cognitively intact, blood levels of vitamin C correlated with cognitive ability. So it was kind of interesting, right? They found that severe vitamin C deficiency is known to cause scurvy. We've known that. That was, you know, they discovered that back in the good old exploration days of ship travel and going across the oceans, and how individuals, you know, this was a sailor's scourge, so to speak, because they didn't have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, and therefore they would develop this scurvy, this disorder, or this ailment. The article goes on to say, scientists recognize that the human body needs far more than a minimal amount required to prevent the once common disease. Just how much is necessary to support all bodily functions is not clear. Complicated matters is the fact that the amount consumed does not always translate into blood levels, right? Factors such as smoking, toxin exposure from air pollution, and alcohol consumption make extra demands for the nutrients as they place the body under oxidative stress. Studies have shown that such conditions as fatigue, depression, and poor wound healing are consequences of inadequate levels of vitamin C. As little as 10 milligrams a day is needed to prevent scurvy, is according to the RDA, for adults. However, what we know now is that they suggest 90 milligrams a day for men, 75 milligrams for women, and that's enough to keep those blood levels, they feel, to keep those blood levels sufficient. However, you would think, interestingly enough, you know, you would think something as common, what we would think in an industrialized nation, something as common as vitamin C, you can go into any drugstore and pick up vitamin C, right? But it's on a worldwide scale, that vitamin C insufficiency is actually pretty widespread, they said. A major longitudinal study of midlife adults underway in New Zealand, known as the CHALIS, CHALIS, LICE study, found that 62%. Oh, you know what's interesting is this is a developing country, or this is a, you know, industrialized country, not a developing one. 62% of 52-year-olds from all income levels, and more men than women, have inadequate blood concentrations of vitamin C. Almost all, 93% of them, had below the optimal blood saturation level for the nutrient. So it's interesting. They go on to say that they find that vitamin C statuses correlates with several markers of cognitive health as well as metabolic health. Higher blood levels of C were correlated with lower levels of cognitive impairment, and even small increases in blood concentrations of the nutrient significantly reduce the odds of cognitive impairment. So basically, what they're saying is get more vitamin C. And the fact that we've known for a long time that some supplements just are not bioavailable to the body. So it's not just a matter of popping, you know, a bunch of vitamin C pills. They said that rates of vitamin C inadequacy are higher in the United States than in New Zealand. Isn't that interesting? So even within the United States, an array of studies suggests that day in and day out over a long haul, vitamin C plays some role in preventing the neural loss that typifies dementia. Also, studies of the vitamin as a treatment have become equivocal. Researchers believe that it's a long-term vitamin C status that matters, the amount of the antioxidant available over a long time. Oxidative damage to the brain is pervasive in Alzheimer's as well as other forms of dementia. Oxidative stress activates an enzyme that cleaves a beta amyloid from its precursor protein. Okay, so it messes up the balance in your brain, basically. It allows for extra accumulation, one of the cardinal features of the disorder of dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Oxidative stress also impedes the clearing of debris from brain cells, promoting the buildup of toxins and setting off an inflammatory process leading to cell death. Interesting, right? Further, it impairs the ability for cells to utilize their glucose fuel. So preserving brain function hinges on many factors. However, getting your good, having a fruit and vegetable rich diet that's rich in vitamin C is going to be part of that equation. And it's not always, if you can, of course, getting vitamin C in its natural form is always the best. They say that papayas and bell peppers have some of the highest concentrations of vitamin C. Oh, I like to hear that because I've recently really gotten back into juicing and doing my little fruit juice smoothie every morning. And one of the things that I throw in there is a papaya, about a quarter of a papaya, actually. So that's good for me. I'm getting my vitamin C there. Having other things in your life that reduce the tap or the drain of vitamin C, like not smoking. Smoking and cigarette smoke, it's bad and it taps the body of vitamin C. So if you're a smoker, you're going to need a lot more vitamin C than a non-smoker. Vitamin C is good for the bones. We know that. It's a cofactor for at least 8 enzymes that are critical in body processes. It helps to boost iron absorption in the digestive tract. It is vital in the biosynthesis of carotene, which is a major regulatory of energy production from fat. Regular intake of vitamin C, of course, we know, affects colds and how healthy you are and how long those colds and illnesses affect you. High levels of vitamin C intake are linked to a reduced chance of developing macular degeneration or cataracts. Delayed wound healing can be a sign of a deficient vitamin C. Vitamin C is delicate and can be destroyed in high temperatures generated by broiling, grilling, or frying foods. So eating fresh bell peppers, fresh papayas, fresh fruits that are rich and vegetables that are rich in vitamin C is a great way to go. And of course, you can always take a really high quality vitamin supplement of vitamin C. But I thought that was just really interesting how something as basic, something that we've heard for decades. I mean, this was something that way back when I was growing up, seems like a really long time ago, taking vitamin C's on a regular basis, especially when you got sick, was something that was healthy for you. And yet research is showing the brain benefit is gigantic. And one of the things that a lot of people complain about is poor memory retention, poor recall, poor lack of the ability to really focus and concentrate. And these are some very common brain-related issues in the world today. And look at this, popping some vitamin C could really be helpful, really help you out on your journey to think better. Okay, we're going to go to our break here on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show and come back, and we're going to talk some more about some other things you can add into your diet that will help you to be healthier and have your brain happy.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Ladies.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
everyone. This is Julie Brain Lady. Talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the Your Best Mind Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. You see, it's our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality, not in a metaphysical way, but with science. And this is the core of what we teach at Your Best Mind. However, taking this life-changing message to the world, as you can imagine, is a very large undertaking. That's why we created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This program is a compilation of over two decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation by yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I am the owner, the founder, and the CEO, and I have put together the gems of my education of over two decades to create a remarkable program to pass on to anyone who is up for the challenge. So if you want to be able to work with the most intensive, most comprehensive brain personality connection profiling system available and take this message to help people improve their life, their business, and their relationships, then reach out, talk to me. Let's start a conversation. Shoot me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. Put certification program in the subject box, and I will get right back to you, and we can help. You can help me change the world one brain at a time.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Great information that we were just talking about that you can include in your eating program, you know, in your day-to-day program about just good old-fashioned vitamin C and what that can do. So what's something else? There was another interesting article in one of the publications that I was reading that was about polyphenols. This funny little word, polyphenols, and it's something that you probably, it's kind of a buzz. It was a buzz about 20, oh goodness, let's see, it was back, when was it? The late 90s or mid 90s, early 90s, something like that, when I started, you know, in investigating natural health, because that's where my, for those of you who know my history, that's where my background started before I got sidetracked by this amazing brain stuff, because I was studying natural health, and polyphenols was a buzzword in the natural world a couple of decades ago. And it's starting to really find its way into mainstream, because as they continue to do research on this, they find that it has a whole host of benefits to the body and what it can do. And so basically polyphenol is an antioxidant. I mean, we know antioxidants, we've heard a lot about. We've heard a lot about free radicals, how it can lead to cancer, how it can lead to all kinds of different problems within the body. And polyphenols are something that are very powerful, potent antioxidants, and how well they work to deal with free radicals. Something that is, again, it's naturally found within food, and it's found within red foods. A lot of your red foods is where your polyphenols are you can find them, like pomegranate, grapes, red grapes, things like that. So a little bit, just real quick about what they're finding. A preliminary study that was done in 2013 at UCLA conducted a study on a small group of older adults with age-related memory complaints. And they feel that pomegranate polyphenols, specifically antioxidants, to increase verbal memory performance and increase functional brain activity, according to the functional magnetic resonance imaging, the fMRI studies. The study involved drinking just 8 ounces of pomegranate juice a day for 4 weeks. Now, it's early scientific findings on cognitive health and the impact of pomegranate juice on the human brain has yet to be adequately studied, But the current clinical research is enough to make people think that all, make people know that all you really have to do is, you know, drink 8 ounces of pomegranate juice or eat a pomegranate. I don't know about you, but I used to hate eating pomegranates. I loved the flavor of pomegranates, but they were such a pain in the rear after getting, you know, a half a dozen seeds or so out of the pomegranate. I was like, I'm done. I am done. So, you know, pomegranate juice is a little bit easier, a little bit more accessible. I thought that was very, very interesting that the antioxidant potency of pomegranate juice is about 4 times that of the average green tea. It's about third greater, about 30 to 40% higher than red wine, because remember I said red grapes are also a great way to get polyphenols. Cranberry juice, about 3 times as much as cranberry juice. So if you like pomegranate juice, drinking pomegranate juice, and remember, drink 100% pomegranate juice. Don't drink the sugars, because when you drink something that's only partial juice, then you're getting a lot of sugar, a lot of artificial sugar, not necessarily artificial sugar, but a lot of cane sugar is normally what they do, sugar cane, which is not necessarily, it's processed and it's not necessarily great for the brain. So try to stick with 100% pure juices if you can, or, you know, incorporate a ton of grapes, which interestingly enough, remember I said I was doing these smoothies, back to doing my health smoothies again, and grapes are one of the things. I do grapes, I do papaya, I do mango, I do pineapple, I do blackberries, blueberries, those are great brain fruits as well. And then I always have almonds sitting around, because those are all good for the brain. Great things that you can just add into your diet. It's interesting that if we are eating a lot of these things in their natural form, it's going to be, as I mentioned earlier, more bioavailable to the body. And when it's more bioavailable to the body, then you are able to your body absorbs it faster, right? It doesn't have to go through the process of breaking down a supplement or a vitamin. I'm always trying to encourage people, if you can drink your supplement, don't take it in pill form, because then it's immediately, digestion starts in the mouth. This is something that I learned a lot when I was studying natural health many years ago. Digestion begins in the mouth. And so when you are taking something that is already, that you're chewing, right? You're already getting those digestive juices flowing. You're already getting absorption into the blood, into the body, which is healthy. So if you're just popping a bunch of pills, even if they're healthy pills, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting the maximum benefit from that. It was very interesting. One of the doctors that I, whose training I was under for a while when I was studying natural health, he used to call it, he worked in the early 70s, or actually through the whole 70s, early 70s to the late 70s. The late 70s is when he kind of started getting into moving out of mainstream medicine and flowing into heavily into natural medicine. And he said that one of the things that drove him to do that was what he called bedpan clink. And you've heard this. It's called different things in different, you know, different jokes about different things in different areas, but it's basically the fact that a lot of these highly processed, just like a highly processed food, the body has a hard time breaking it down. The highly processed supplements that we take sometimes are, he called it bedpan clink, because it just literally, they would, you know, in the hospital, they would see in the bedpan vitamins, medicines that just, they never broke down in the body. And if you've got poor digestion, you're not getting any benefits from it, because it's just flowing right through and it's doing this bedpan clink. So it was kind of it was very enlightening. And that's when I really started looking at not just my diet and what I was eating, but how was I taking my supplementation. So I take a couple of great supplements. I take a supplement that's really high in vitamin Bs. It's kind of a pomegranate flavored. I don't know. I wouldn't call it an energy drink. It's a powder that I mix in with water so that, you know, you drink it and it's getting right into the bloodstream right away. Love it. I call it my brain drink because it's pink. It's kind of gross because it's like, oh, she's drinking a brain. No, I'm not drinking a brain. I'm drinking this amazing supplement that's great for mental clarity, high in vitamin Bs, great for mental stress. It's wonderful. It's absolutely. It's called Delta E. If you want more information on that, shoot me an email, info@brainladyspeaker.com, and I'll get you information on that. Love it, love it, love it. It's by a company called Impacts. Best brain supplement that I have found out there for immediate cognitive. It's got a green tea base to it, and then the rest are all of these amazing vitamin C's or vitamin B's. It's got some vitamin C in it too. Hey, even better. but some great, it's a great supplement. And then I also take a supplement by the same company called Inner Prime, and it's my green drink. It is 31 ingredients. Three are macro ingredients. Three are green barley, green kamut, and Hawaiian spirulina, which we all know how nutrient dense those are. We have the other 29 ingredients are micro, so they're small. It has reishi shiitake mushroom. It has garlic. It has ginseng, but it's not the ginseng that makes you. I can't even think. I named my green drink. it's the ginseng that doesn't charge you, right? It's just healthy for you. Lots of some digestive enzymes. Let's see, echinacea. There's some great stuff. And you can get it in pill form. And sometimes when I travel, I will take it in pill form, in a capsule form. But I really prefer drinking it in just a little bit of juice, because it's just great for the body. And I think everybody, whatever your supplement of choice is, I think everybody should be taking something. We just, true facts of the matter is our food is just not as nutrient dense as it needs to be. It's not as nutrient dense as it once was. It's not as healthy for us. Our land has been over cultivated, and the vitamins and minerals you would get from eating an apple 50 years ago is not going to be as dense as eating an apple today. You might have to eat. I'm saying that because I read an article a while back about how many apples you would have to eat now in the year 2018 to equate an apple that you would have eaten, you know, in the 1950s or the 1960s. So kind of interesting information. Lots of great stuff with that. So got a little off track there, but the information is good. You know, we need to be proactive. If we want to be healthy into our later years in life, and we want to be able to continue to thrive doing things such as having a good supplement that you're ingesting every day, having a good program of eating fresh fruits and vegetables, it's going to keep your brain intact, right? It's going to keep you able to function more, and it's also going to help your body as well. Okay. So that's what that's some of the interesting information I want to share on the supplements. Something that was really fun, or that is really fun, on creativity. This is a little side point. So last week, I believe it was last week, I did the show on a lot of creating a brain-friendly workplace. A lot of different things that you can do. And I think I talked about getting up and moving around. There was an interesting study that came out that just supports what I was talking about. And I'll have to do a future show on this, on just how to get past creative blocks, or make, you know, get those creative juices just really flowing deeply. Because there are some great, great scientific information coming out on this. This was a study that they did comparing Chinese college students with I don't know if it was just the rest of the world or they were just talking. Let me just read this straight out of the magazine, because I think this was so interesting. When forming ideas, many of us fall back on physical habits to get our creative juices flowing. Some of us pace, for example, while others will sit still. But is one bodily state really more conductive to creative thinking than another? Well, according to this study that they did, it actually is. A set of experiments reported in the Journal of Frontiers in Psychology tested how Chinese college students fared on a range of creative thinking tasks, such as listing unusual uses for an object or the consequences of a fantastical scenario while in different physical states. So they had them either sitting or standing or walking or doing these different, you know, trying to solve these problems or come up with creative ideas when they were doing different types of literally how their body was, right? Not just how their brain was, but how their brain was reacting or activating based on what their physical, what they were physically doing. Pretty interesting, because they said in one study they worked while standing, walking in a figure eight, or walking freely. In a second study, they stood, sat in a chair, or laid in bed. The participants came up with higher rated responses while walking in a loop than while standing still, and even better ones when roaming freely, all in line with previous research. But the experimenters also found that the students earned stronger ratings while standing than while sitting or lying down. The researchers proposed that the more physical movement or active conditions will likely consume a more mental bandwidth than the less active ones. So it could reduce the amount of control people exert over their thoughts. Because when you're being creative, you kind of just have to let your brain go, right? You just gotta flow with it. Well, you're not gonna get that flow if you're sitting as if you're just wandering around. So I just thought that was really an interesting little thing, because a lot of times I'll get people, because I'm a business coach and I will coach writers, you know, coach entrepreneurs who are trying to write their book. And I've had so many say, you know, I've had this book idea forever. I've had this book idea and I've wanted to write this book. And I just get writer's block every time I sit down to write it. And there's lots of different little tips that I use to encourage people on how to get past that. And one of the things that I talk about is speaking into a recorder. And this is a great thing that you can do while you are out, while you are moving. If you're in a block creatively in your business, or you're trying to do some serious problem solving stuff, try to get up and move around. Get up and move around. Get up and stretch and breathe and walk. It just walk in random patterns. It utilizes it. One of the things that I tell people is that the more active physically you are, the more you get different body parts involved, the more portions of your brain are being activated and are being energized. I talk to, when I coach my parents or my my educators, my teachers, about how the brain learns. I've talked about this in the past. I discuss how important movement is, because it's almost like creating more circulation throughout the body. You're getting, the more you're moving, the more circulation you're getting in your body, which also increases the oxygen level to the brain, and the more portions of your brain that are active. And science just really doesn't know how much or why it is that those types of things will affect creativity, or those types of things will help you to learn more. I like to think that it's just engaging more neurons. When you're doing things and you're getting up and you're moving, you're making more neurons, more portions of your brain work. And therefore your brain is getting, it's attaching more portions of it, making more neural connections to what you're learning or to the problem that you're trying to solve, whatever that may be. So that's kind of my philosophy behind it. I think it's a good one. I like it. I'm good with it. Well, that show went fast. There's never, ever a shortage of information to share when it comes to the brain, right? The brain is just fascinating. It's amazing. And the information that is coming out of the field of research on it, I don't think it'll ever dry up. I really don't. I think it would take a lot to dry up what we're going to find about the brain and what the capacity of our mental states can be and how great we can become when we are using more of it. All right. So that is the Brain Lady Speaks radio show for today. I apologize for those of you who might have been tying in to listen to the amazing Palace Cotter. I will absolutely figure out what we need to do to get her on the program in the future. And it may be that this is one of those situations where I do a pre-record at a time that works a little bit better, since we are on two completely different continents and two completely different sections of the globe. But we will make it work, because I know that she is just an amazing person and amazing guest that I just really want to have share her messaging on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. So we will do that in the future. Keep an eye out for that program. I will love doing that. With that, I will wrap up the show today. If you have any questions about anything, I always encourage people, send me ideas. What have you read a book? Have you read an article? Have you heard someone speak that you just thought was dynamic? It was great information. Don't worry about whether or not you think I've already heard it. Send me the information. Shoot me an email, info@brainladyspeaker.com. And, you know, we'll explore it. We'll maybe try to get the author on the program, or I'll read the information and share it on the program, or who knows, maybe I'll just have you on as a guest and you can share the impact that whatever it was you learn has on the, you know, had on your life. And you can share that experience with the world, because that's something that can benefit everyone, right? So if you have that, shoot me an email. If you have feedback for the program, or there's something you're curious about, maybe it's something I've touched on in the past, but I haven't really delved into it deeply, and you would like to see that happen, you would like to see more information on that topic, or you would like to hear more about one particular thing that you're curious about, again, shoot me an email. And we'll see if we can't incorporate that into the Brain Lady Speak show, because we're really focusing on bringing out a lot of new information this year and sharing very powerful things that can really help people to improve their life, their business, and their relationships based on utilizing the best of their own personal brain and training their brain for success, living healthy, happy lives, okay? So give me some feedback on that. If you want information on the Your Best Mind Certification program that you heard the commercial on, this is such an amazing program. I know it's my program, and it probably sounds a little big-brained of me to talk about it in the ways that I do, but I am very proud of this program, not because of what I have created. I got to tell you, folks, this is leading scientific research. I've aggregated it. All I've done is taken the results of this information and I put it into a usable program to improve your everyday life and to train your brain for greater happiness. So it is a certification program that will allow you, if you are a business coach, or you are someone who are a life coach or a relationship coach, and you want to deliver the most dynamic personality assessing tool out there available, this is the program for you. You need to learn how to utilize this brain information to help your clients. I promise you, you will be able to up-level your service to them in such an amazing way just by utilizing this program. Or maybe it's a field you want to get into. Oh, well, this program is like a business in a box. You can use it to drive and develop your own business, and it will be quite amazing, the results that you will see, because it's based on science. It's based on the science behind the psychology. It's amazing stuff. So if you want more information about that, I'll quit talking about it. But if you want more information about that, then send me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com and put certification program in the subject box, and we will get right back to you. So that's yourbestmindonline.com, info@. And you can check out the program on that site as well. You can go to yourbestmindonline.com, and there is a whole section on the certification program, as well as you can check out a lot of the different products and different things that we do with Your Best Mind. Because all of that, when you are part of the certification program, all of that is something that you have access to. All right. Okay. I will wrap it up for now. It has been a great show. It's turned out to be a pretty cool show, even though we had some technical issues there. I want everyone, until we meet next week, until you have the time to sit down and hear this program next week, I want you to simply enjoy
every
moment.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to the Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week. 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast?
I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at ewnpodcastnetwork.com.